Welcome to Traffickies. I am Atiba, and if you are a business owner and you are running an online business and you're looking to generate more traffic to your website. So, you know, business may have been running for a little while and you're at a place where you need more traffic to your website and you want to do it organically. In other words, you don't want to go out and pay Google or Facebook for clicks for people to come to your website. You want to drive organic traffic. If that is you, then you're in the right place. And it is Mailbag Monday. So first and foremost, let me say this to my entire Traffickies community here on Facebook, on the Facebook page, in the Facebook group, and also on YouTube. Thank you for sending in your questions. I get tons of questions that come in, people asking stuff. I'm always answering your questions, and every Monday, I'm going to pick out one, sometimes two, questions to cover on our session together, and today is no different. It's Mailbag Monday, and our question today came from Josh, and Josh asked one of the most interesting questions in all of organic traffic, in my opinion, and it's very interesting because, number one, Google's never given a straight answer on this. So everybody's answer, including mine, is subjective and not truly objective because Google never told us yes, no, or maybe. Well, they kind of said maybe. Okay? So that's why I love this question. And here's the question that Josh asked. If I have a website and I'm making sales on my website, does that help my search engine ranking? Wow. Perfect question. Josh, one, I'm glad that you're thinking in that way. And as I started with this, the answer, unfortunately, is it depends. And it depends because we don't 100% know. But here are a few things that I do know for a fact. Okay, so I'm going to share some facts with you, and then I'll share where some opinions and different things have been in the industry on this topic. So number one, it depends on what shopping cart you're using. All right, not every shopping cart will report the sales that are made. So, and actually, let me stop. I need to go backwards a step. And we talked about this, I think on Saturday, I may have mentioned this to you guys. If you don't currently have Google Analytics set up and running on your website, you need to do that first. Without Google Analytics running, the answer is categorically no. Sales don't matter to your search engine optimization, okay, and to your rankings, all right? Now, with Google Analytics set up, then it depends on your shopping cart. So for example, if you're using Shopify, which is one of the big players, right, in the e-commerce world, if you're using Shopify, then they automatically report when a sale is made, not who made the sale, but a sale was made and what the value of that sale was to Google. And so when you go into your Google Analytics will even go as far as to tell you how much money you made. It knows how much money you've made over a certain period of time. If your shopping cart does not report that to the Google Analytics, then there's absolutely no way that it can affect your search engine rankings. It just can't because Google won't know. All right. I remember years ago, I mean, when I say years ago, I'm talking 2013, OpenCart, which was another shopping cart software that's a free product that you can install yourself and create your own online presence. I think they're still around. I haven't looked for them in years. But OpenCart didn't do that, and Google would know. You would have to programmatically do that, which is just a pain all by itself, which is why I always suggest if you're going to do e-commerce, use one of the bigger, more reputable companies because they're going to take care of a lot of those types of things in the background and you don't have to worry about that. So that's number one. You've got to have Google Analytics set up and using a shopping cart that's going to report the sales and the cart value to Google Analytics, okay? So that's number one. Number two, And this is where now we get into some of the gray area here, okay? Because I've run a ton of e-commerce websites. And here's what I can tell you. When sales are high, sales are high. When sales are low, sales are low. Now, I know that's pretty nebulous. Well, it is. And what I mean by that is if I have a time where, for example, I'm running email campaigns and people are coming to my website and sales are happening off of the email campaign that I just had, or maybe I'm doing paid traffic or something else to my e-commerce site and it's driving traffic and sales are happening, then I have noticed across a number of e-commerce sites that even more sales will happen. My sales percentage will increase. Does that mean that my search engine rankings got better for that period in time? What I can tell you is it always feels like, and a lot of us in the industry will tell you this, it feels like as Google sees more people buying, they send more people who are searching. Now, why is that the case? Well, what is Google's point? And that's the thing that you have to understand. Google's point is to get you relevant search results that will accomplish the goal that you have. So Saturday, if you didn't see the video from last Saturday, we talked about search intent, right? So why am I searching? What is it that I'm trying to do? So if I type in buy pillow top mattress, then I want to do what? I want to buy a pillow top mattress. And if they see that site A, right, when someone clicks on that from the search, buy pillow top mattress, goes there and buys pillow top mattresses at a rate of 5%. And site B, when they send traffic to that one, people buy pillow top mattresses at a rate of 3%. Then from Google's perspective, site A is better because people are accomplishing their goal. Now, again, the beauty of Google is they've never come out and said categorically, "Hey Josh, I'm actually talking about your question. I just saw you pop on." They've never come out categorically and said that because people are buying from you, we're going to send more people to you. They say, deliver great results to the people we send to you, and we'll send more. So you kind of gotta infer a little bit in there about what's going on, and because they've not directly said yes. So Josh, it was a fantastic question. Here's the thing that I'm going to tell you, and here is my advice to you in case you haven't kind of caught on to it already. Set up your Google Analytics with your shopping cart to ensure, okay, guys, ensure that Google can see and your shopping cart is passing that data. And most shopping carts will tell you either they're going to integrate with Google Analytics or they're not, and they're going to pass that metadata over or they're not, okay? And so that they can clearly see who's converting and who's not, because it gives them the great perspective of what is your best customer that's actually going to buy from you so they can send more of those to you, because it have just helps you and it helps them. That's my 100% advice on this. In a realm where Google hasn't said categorically, more sales equal better ranking. All right. If you have questions about this, please let me know. It's actually a very, it's a great, as I said, it's a great topic. It's a loaded topic because, you know, we can get even further into this topic and analyzing, because you can set up goals in Google Analytics, which is much more advanced. But you can set up goals and conversions in analytics and tell Google that, hey, when people do X, that's a conversion for me. Because you may not have e-commerce, but it may be that people fill out a form and you want to use that as a conversion, right? And so there's a lot of stuff that we can play with in there. And again, Google isn't 100% clear. They don't say yes, they don't say no, they say provide great value. Well, if the intent was for me to buy, if the intent was for me to make a purchase, then if you allowed me to do that and I did that with you, then you provided great value. All right, guys. So again, this has been Mailbag Monday. Listen, send me your questions. You've got questions. You've got thoughts. Send them. Okay, I may not always get to all of them in the group, and some of them I'll get to on here. And if your question is big enough and something that we need to really unpack, I might even invite you on and we can discuss it on air here live on Facebook and try to get you an answer. All right, so Josh, I thank you for that question. This has been Mailbag Monday on in Traffic Keys, and I will see you guys tomorrow.